welcome to the Wine Vault. On tonight's episode, Rob, Scott, and Becky all return to the wine that they love, Apatagua, as they drink their Gran Reserva Invierno Cabernet from Chile. So sit back, relax, and enjoy tonight's Wine Vault. Welcome, everybody, to the Wine Vault. It is I, Rob the Wine Guy, and tonight I'm joined by Scott, the unlicensed taxi driver.
Good to be here. Rob, how are you tonight?
I am okay. I have hurt my back, so I have Ben Gay on, or Icy Hot, whichever one it was. But other than that, I'm smashing.
Smashing.
Yes, I've been on the struggle bus this morning.
I can't tell you how many times I've walked into the kitchen and Rob's had his pants pulled down.
Oh, yes.
Putting Icy Hot on his lower back.
Yes.
The boys have walked in on him and like, Dad, disgusting.
That's right.
But he has no shame.
No, I don't care. Today I put it all across my lower back. It was so lovely. And so then I'm in my car and I turn on the heated seat. So I have the Icy Hot and the heated seat. It helped. Whatever it takes.
I think that the unlicensed is judging you.
Harshly.
Well, I don't care.
It's funny that
yes,
even William judges you.
Yes.
I see your butt.
Is what he would say.
That's fantastic.
Well, you know.
They're also like right at a really good age where they're embarrassed. Even though it's like just us, they're like embarrassed that Dad does that in the kitchen and it's really, really exciting.
Wait till they're 14.
I'll do it in their bedroom.
It's so funny.
It's also kind of redeeming to know that William does have some recognition of social boundaries.
No, he doesn't have that.
No, he does.
Yeah, that's true. That's an excellent point.
That's a recognition of a social boundary.
That's like maybe the first one I've noticed in him.
That his father is not supposed to disrobe in front of him or in the kitchen.
I'm just pulling it down, showing a little bit of, you know.
Yeah, and you were like scratching your butt by the sink. I think all of those things he recognized and was upset about.
Well, he puts his hands down the front of his pants and walks around.
For a reason.
So do you, Scott, but that's for another reason. Yeah. And probation officer needs to talk to you about that again.
No. The probation officer says whatever I do in the comfort of my own home is perfectly acceptable.
Okay, sure. As long as you're wearing your monitoring bracelet. So, on tonight's show, we have a wine that we hold in great esteem back. Well, winery anyway.
Wait.
What?
Somebody didn't get introduced.
Yeah, I noticed that too. It's fine.
Oh my gosh.
This is
moving
truly
on.
The story of my life.
So, you know, you would think that he would take pause to recognize the star of the show, the star of the household. But are you surprised that tonight, in fact, he didn't give you that recognition?
You know, Scott, that's such a great point because I'm not. You know why I'm not surprised?
Why aren't you surprised?
So Rob went to pick up P.F. Chang's for us tonight.
Yep.
That's a little bit of a haul.
It is. It's about 30 minutes each way. And really, we were so excited, though, to get it. Picked out our food. I ordered it, paid for it online.
I did the pickup time.
So all Rob had to do was walk in and get it.
Mm,
and walk back out to his car.
Yep.
Well, you know, what a great opportunity to sit down together as a family, have a nice meal.
Right. And I bathed the boys. Okay. And there, I was like, Dad's getting us something special when we come down. And we make our meals, 21 meals a week, we make 19 of them, at least. We rarely eat out.
True.
We really don't. We really cook at home. So getting takeout is a big deal. So I'm like, boys, we have a surprise. Let's get through our baths. So Rob comes home, and I'm like just finishing dressing Luke, getting the boys together to come back downstairs. So I came downstairs. And you know what, Scott?
What?
Rob had already inhaled his spring rolls. He said he was too hungry to wait. And you know what? I was really hungry, too. But you know what I had to do?
Take care of your children?
Yeah.
His children, too.
Yeah. And you know what else he did that I just remembered?
What else did he do?
Made himself a water.
Yeah, I did. Intentionally.
Well.
Intentionally to upset her.
You didn't make a water in the kitchen with your pants down because you couldn't take time to pause to use the bathroom like a proper human being.
No, I put my pants down because I like it.
So we all the boys had, all the boys turned their nose up. They had like a honey chicken kids meal. Henry and William were both so offended that that would be their dinner. So
what, the kids meal?
Yeah, I have. They were both anti-honey. It was so stupid. Oh, so anti-honey. Luke ate the whole thing, loved it, and it came with like a little side of rice and a little side of fresh fruit. Luke inhaled it. He loved it. And then while Rob was still seated at the table, I made both the boys peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. And then they each ate a bowl of chicken fried rice.
Okay.
While Rob sat at the table.
I think it was because they were mostly traumatized.
Yeah.
By the treatment of their mother.
Such a good point.
I think they were making a social statement.
Yeah. I think you're right.
Either that or they just don't like honey glazed chicken.
Which was basically chicken nuggets with a side dipping sauce. Is what it was.
Folks, I'm just sitting here eating cheese and salami. So
Once again, we're not eating. Keep on talking.
Anyway, on the show tonight.
I am so excited for tonight.
Bait and switch. Tonight we have William Hill. It is Apatagua once again.
I know.
We are drinking through the Apatagua line, but tonight we have their Gran Reserva Invero Cabernet Sauvignon from Chile, of course.
I'm nervous. I'm very nervous.
Yeah. Curico Valley.
I wanted to be good.
Yes. Curico Valley on this wine. We're excited about this. We've had their standard Cabernet. Obviously, we've had their Pinot, and we liked both of those wines immensely. Sure. We have some other things from there hanging around. We have a Malbec in the queue and a few things other than that that might be the secret. But nevertheless, on tonight's show, we're going to find out how their Cabernet stacks up in the Reserva to their standard. Actually, no. The Reserva is the base, and then this is... No.
This is the Grand Reserva.
Yes, because they have a base, then they have the Reserva, and then they have the Grand Reserva. And the Grand Reserva is $17.
So, in theory, this is
$15.99.
The upper line.
Yeah.
You said 17.
It was on 17. It is right now for 17, if you could buy it. $16.99.
If you can buy it, send us a bottle.
Well, they don't have it right now. They're out of stock.
But I'm just saying, if someone can buy it, buy some for us.
What? Scott is trying to figure out how to say Curico Valley, which you say Curico Valley, but he's very interested in that.
I'm also very interested in it.
Why are you wearing a scarf?
It's my face covering.
Oh, it's nice. Why is it purple?
It's blue.
That's purple.
No, it's blue. It's royal blue. It's like Kansas City blue, UK blue.
Yep. It's like royalty then.
No.
Hello, my name is Scott. I will say
those have become a bit of a fashion statement for males.
Is it? Mm-hmm. Is it? Okay. Well, it looks very, very manly. So, folks, we're going to take a break, and then we'll be right back. Oh, is it Curico Valley? You figured that out. Why don't you press it a few more times, dumbass? Jesus Christ. Yes, here on the Wine Vault.
Unlicensed taxi driver here. When I'm out on the road, mayhem is everywhere. Mayhem doesn't care, but your local Allstate insurance agent, Craig Walters, does care. Are you in good hands? Are you in the good hands of Craig Walters Insurance Agency?
And if you're not, folks, please give Craig a call. His number is 740-862-4585. You can also meet him at his office at 107 North Main Street, Baltimore, Ohio. For auto, home, or life, give Craig a call. And we're back, folks. So, the Apatagua Gran Reserva Cabernet Sauvignon there in... Inverno. I don't know what Inverno means in reference to their wine. Their website doesn't really mention that specifically that I saw, but I have such poor reading comprehension skills that it probably says all of that.
I never learned how to read.
I learned. I just don't do it well.
It's unusual for your
masculine. Inverno, Spanish to English translation, masculine word, color, golden red of ripening fruit. UVA type of golden red grape.
There we go. Huh. You know what I just saw? They have in their collection series.
Collection.
Petit Verdot.
Oh, Lord.
I am going to be on the hunt for that. Hungry like the wolf. That's me.
Oh, Lord.
I'm going to spend like 2 hours tonight setting an alert for any time any of these are available again to buy.
Okay. Okay.
That's a valuable and useful way to spend time.
Isn't it?
Well, that's true.
I seriously, I can think of burying children, going to a family member's wedding, and setting a wine.com alert to get all Pukatawa.
What about donating blood? Is that beneath that?
Yeah, you could do this while you were donating blood.
You could.
Or delivering a baby.
But does it really matter if you donate blood today or tomorrow in terms of use of your time, where setting those alerts immediately for Apatagua, that's a really useful
time. That's good. That's a fair point.
Do we have, has anyone bought the Malbec?
Yes, we have the Malbec. In the queue. Yes. Yes, so this wine, though, specifically, they put it on oak for 8 to 12 months. For those that know Curico Valley, as Scott had it pronounced quite well, it's considered the workhorse of the Central Valley of Chile. It's not necessarily known for its depth or magnificence. However, it is known for its consistency, which would be a strange place to pull your Grand Reserve from, I would think, you know? But, hey, what do we know? I don't recall, where was the regular Cabernet out of? Was it Colchagua?
It sounds right. I'm not certain of that.
I don't know either.
Yeah.
Reserve. When I was doing my research, I found that this latitude is the same latitude as the southern tip of Spain.
Very nice. It is Colchagua Valley. That the standard one is, yeah. So,
you know, but let's say you have access to your choice of the selection from that workhorse region.
Oh, sure.
And you're getting the best of that really consistently good grape.
Yes.
It makes sense.
Why not?
If you've got the pick of the pickings.
Mm-hmm. The pick of the pickings.
The pick of the pickings.
Something that I love that they wrote on their website is that their entire vineyard is carefully tinted with affection. Isn't that really sweet?
I like the word tinted, the way that's used.
I like the word affection.
Yeah, well.
Yeah, well.
That's all I got for you.
Okay, there we go.
I'm glad you like the word.
Yeah, so in the glass.
Mm-hmm. Spring roll, man.
Were you on a rowing team? I saw your hat there.
It's my Newport hat.
And you'll watch it. The bill hits the mic. That's very nice. It's my
Newport hat. You've seen my Newport hat below.
It's before. Like you're such a professional. It's like you've been doing this all your life. In the glass, it looks like Cabernet, quite frankly. Dark, crimson.
Maybe a little watery edge.
Oh, sure. Sure. Actually, nicely pronounced legs. Very slow. Lovely.
It just looks proper in this glass.
The back of the bottle says, due to minimal handling,
yes,
a light and harmless sediment may be present. Mm. Hi, Bo. Bo didn't get any spring rolls.
Really slow to develop legs. Mm-hmm. Kind of interesting look in the glass with that.
Yes, yes. It's quite interesting. Yes.
Oh, the nose.
Hmm? Well, the nose, yes. It's very Chilean in its nose. Let's just say that.
I just call it like it is. There's a hint of green pepper there.
Yeah, slightly green pepper.
We're not afraid because it's Apatagua. I'm a little worried.
You are worried about this one.
I'm hopeful, but I'm nervous.
It's like you recently drank Chateau Saint-Jean's California Cabernet and didn't like that. Now you're just gun shy. You've been given 70s left and right, and now you're gun shy.
That would be the whole of the show, I think.
Yeah, Jesus Christ. Never given out so many damn 70s in my life.
It's been a while.
What? Well, I know, because I gave out a 60 and a 75.
I'm not getting much of the green pepper. I'm getting more of the really dark fruits, is what I'm smelling.
I think once you get past that whiff of green pepper, it subsides.
But yeah, you have to really get into it to get to the fruit because, the green pepper, you smell a whiff of that and you go, oh, let's just not go any further. But if you do, you're like, oh, okay, that I got past that layer. And okay, now it smells like wine, not a pepper patch. Yes.
Okay. What about the fruit? Blackberry?
Blackberry, yeah. Cassis.
You getting any vanilla? Getting any
I'm
oaking?
Not. That's I'm what not. I was just Very sticking my nose no. in for. It's was okay. looking not for oaking. Deal. I'm not smelling it, which is lovely.
What about chocolate?
Hmm. I'm maybe smelling a slight hint of tobacco and chocolate. Mm. Yeah.
I think, you know, anytime you pull out cassis, you can pull some chocolate out if you want to, if you're looking for it. If you want it to be there. I like the nose overall.
Yeah.
Complete transparency. We hate green pepper. It scares us. But we've
gingerbread
had this before.
No.
Yeah. Try it. Smell it again.
Well.
Now I might be smelling icy hot, but, you know. Smells like menthol in this motherfucker. Oh, yeah.
Gingerbread.
I think that's a composite of a few different things. You know, ginger, slight.
It's spiciness.
Yeah.
I'll give you in the back a little sweet smell that could be like muffin or something like that.
Muffin?
Yeah, the muffin, the bread, the sweetness of gingerbread.
Do you know the Muffin Man?
Do you know the Muffin Man?
Do you
the
know?
The Muffin Man, the Muffin
Man. I should make my little oily muffins for tomorrow.
You know what? Yes, I know the Muffin Man. I'm going to drink it.
All right.
By the way, the gingerbread's a fucking candle. I just smelled it again, and I know it's in the air. Scratch gingerbread. Or something.
No, there's something that, like,
yeah.
I haven't had a spice cake in a really, really long time, but it smells like that.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. No. Yeah, it has just a herbaceous, but a more of a baking herbaceous clove, nutmeg kind of notes to it.
Okay, I'm going to say two things.
Just two things? Can I count those things off and then you have to shut up after that?
Go ahead.
One.
This gives that physical sensation that the wine is cold. It gives like a little chilling sensation. This is the first thing I experienced with it. But it's not cold. This is properly temperatured wine, which is, we've had that before and it wasn't always a positive wine experience. This is nothing what I expected it to be. I don't know what that means, but that was the second thought I had about this. I think it's the fruit. The expression of the fruit is just different than what I expected.
Mm.
That was really good.
California fruit almost, maybe?
No. No.
The first thing, my very first impression of this is it's very dry.
Very dry.
And it has a heavy cab feeling to it. Like you would
Talk about the mouthfeel.
Mm-hmm.
I agree with
you. You would know that this is a cab. I agree with you, though, that I don't know that I would pick this out as a Chilean cab. I don't know where I would identify it from. But
Sonoma.
I would say it doesn't.
Sonoma.
It doesn't read like a.
No, it's not California.
Why no? It finishes in a Sonoma-esque fashion.
It just has a.
Well, the Earl Grey, as that's what we were noticing.
Okay, but I was going to go more for it's a sweeter fruit profile than I expected. That's what it comes down to for me is what I didn't expect.
But
I like the Earl Grey though.
But yeah, it's not Alexander Valley though. It doesn't have that brooding deepness to it either.
It doesn't.
It has a slight lithiness to it, which is not that unusual for South African. Well, maybe them too. No, South American wines, because once again we're emulating French wines.
And it's slightly tannic. I think I expected more tannin.
I'd say that the tannin that are there are nicely integrated. It's well balanced.
I thought it was going to be a lot like a tannin bomb is what I was expecting more.
This isn't one that you're going to hold back for 5 to 7 years.
Mm-mm.
Drink within 3-4 years max.
What year is this one? 18?
18? Yeah. But what's there is very, very nicely done. It does remind me of a cross between Bordeaux and a Sonoma cab.
I like it for Sonoma, too.
Do you know why? Because it does have a bit of minerality in the mid-palate. It does.
Do you say so?
No, it tastes a little bit like Clarendel. Remember Clarendel?
Yeah, I'll give you that.
Yeah.
You know what else this thing is? It's not a big finish, but it's long.
Mm-hmm.
It's not expansive,
mm-mm.
But it's long. It just kind of lingers. That dryness that Becky talked about, it just lingers to dryness to nothingness, but
that's
a good length.
The fruit up front, though, it might have a little more ageability to it once you taste that again. Because it's very tightly wound. And it's an underripe, juicy blackberry with... Well, herbs up the ass. I mean, it is one of the more herbaceous wines that we've come across recently.
I think I'd go for that more than minerality. I think there is a hint of minerality.
The minerality is the twinkle in the mid palate, but
like, I think it's right at the beginning of the finish too. There's where the minerality peaks back through. Like,
yeah, yeah. It's not the front palate though.
It's not quite slate, but it's headed that direction.
Yeah, it's kind of a quasi nondescript.
Something that I love in a wine is when you get a really dry wine that is not sweet like this one, but it allows the sweetness of the fruit to shine through. Yeah. When you were speaking to that about the blackberry, the sweetness of the blackberry is there. And when you do that well, it just makes it, it just really elevates the wine. It is nice.
So the winemaker, they talk about strawberry, which I don't get. Mm-mm. But cherry, they say.
Strawberry. Cherry, well,
touches of strawberry and Bing cherry are well emphasized. Yeah,
the fleshiness of a Bing cherry, I can see that there.
I don't get that.
Yeah,
it's maybe a combination of berry and cherry. I don't know. Strawberry, I say no. I like blackberry.
Yeah.
Well, this is the thing. It does have a light freshness to it. I can see elements of the juiciness of a strawberry, but you can see that same juiciness in a lot of different ways. Mm. If someone said strawberry, you'd be like, okay. I mean, maybe. Mm. It's not, I wouldn't completely disagree with it, but normally we are going to associate strawberry with lighter wines, too. This is medium-bodied, though. Mm. You know? Let's go around the room. What flavors do you taste? Start off with Becky.
Okay, blackberry.
Mm. Nice, subtle oaking.
That was, yeah.
It's just subtle. It's very not, light. It's mm-hmm. It's well done.
Mm-hmm. Agree.
That I'm not surprised by.
I'm not getting like much vanilla off of it either. No. That's nice.
I'm also not getting a lot of tobacco, and I thought that I would.
I have been searching. The past couple of drinks, I've been searching for the green pepper. It's in not. It. I don't see it.
It's not in the mouth.
No. Yeah. No, because it's definitely. I mean that element is there. However, it's not coming across as green pepper. It's coming across as herbaceousness.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean that would be what.
And it's not vegetal either.
No.
I've been like searching that across my tongue. Like there, I'm not tasting anything vegetal.
The most you could say is it's herbaceous. It's but more of a grassy herb, like a parsley maybe or something like that.
Sure, something like that. Mm-hmm.
Just it's not grassy, but it's
it's a wine that it's more of a thinker than it's a drinker, but it's not one that is necessarily designed to sell on case stacks. I mean, it's one of these things that has subtle elements to it that really are rewarded by sitting back and talking about it.
Let's keep going. You didn't. What did you have? We were going around the room and we kind of stopped.
Herbaceousness.
Yeah. Hmm. Becky.
Soul Finger by the Barcaes.
Love it.
On Dish Music. Yes.
Freaking love it.
Name one movie where that appeared.
Wasn't this. There's a similar. It's not in. But the Blues Brothers, but there's a similar that trumpet part is.
Well, the actual
doesn't matter, wasn't it?
The actual song appeared in Spies Like Us.
Very nice.
Yes. Soulfinger.
Obscure. Yes.
That's right.
Chevy Chase.
That's not obscure to me and Dan Aykroyd.
Hmm.
Everything's obscure to Dan Aykroyd.
Well, he doesn't know that, but you know.
When you were mentioning earlier about the Earl Grey on the nose.
Yeah.
Nose are on the palate.
Palate. Yeah. Finish, yeah.
It's right at the beginning of the finish, and I really like that.
No, I agree.
A delight.
And that's it's right there with that it's little sense of minerality where it pops back in.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Absolutely.
That's a good nice call. You don't often get a tea, you know, and that is a nice.
Yeah,
it's
for
a
those
nice departure, I like it.
For those that like traditional Sonomas that aren't from Alexander Valley, Sonoma cabs, that is, this might be something you want to give a try to. I mean, not your fruity ones, but properly done ones.
Like us? It's Fry Brothers. We have one. We haven't been on the show in the longest time.
I almost bought a bottle.
Of what?
Fry Brothers.
Fry Brothers what?
Zin.
We've had that.
I know.
It tastes like sick.
Tastes like sick.
That's our signature taste. Vomit.
I was also thinking through on this wine. To me, this would be something that's really approachable, really easy for people to drink. Mm-hmm. But do you think that someone that loves cab is going to love this or no?
Well.
So here's my take on that.
Yeah.
I think, as Rob said, it's, you know, some drinkers of California cab, entry price stuff, this isn't going to be sweet enough and round enough for them.
Yeah, what do they say cab is? What do they think cab
and
is?
But it's not like knock you down enough.
I agree with that.
Well, yeah.
It's not, is it big enough? But, you know, $17 too. But I think more discriminating entry level California cab drinkers, I think, would appreciate this. Mm-hmm. And I think it would be in their wheelhouse as well because of the Sonoma-esque qualities that we talked about.
Mm-hmm. Well, wine drinkers, proper wine drinkers, people that are aficionados.
That's fair.
Those people are going to see this wine for its fine points. Is it a mass market appeal wine? No. But
it should be. Mm-hmm. Well, it really should be.
Yes. And it expresses. And the fruit up front, the way it's presented, does show Chile. It does. I mean, and the finish, it would be one of these things where you would be in your mind, is this Chilean or is this from Sonoma or is this French? And you probably end up saying, well, I can't figure it out. It's Clarendel. It's a mass produced. It's a more
mass
produced.
I don't know that I would. I don't know that I would ever guess that this is Chilean.
I'd go Cali.
Yeah. And especially because I'm not really getting a lot of that green pepper on the nose that you all did. So I don't think I would get there.
That would be the one tick for me.
Well, you definitely say cab.
Mm-hmm. Oh, for sure.
And it's drinking better and better the more time it's longer it's open.
And that oaking, again, it just it doesn't have, there's no spice, there's no vanilla, it's not smoky, but it just hangs on in this lengthy finish. That's a 25 second finish. There's not a lot to the finish. It doesn't change gears. It doesn't do anything spectacular, but it's a nice lengthy finish for a $17 bottle of wine.
Yeah, it's the more you drink and experience it, it starts to make a lot more sense to you, and you're like, actually, this is really fucking good.
Yeah. There's a bit of complexity. There's a lot going on in small, subtle doses.
Mm-hmm. Oh, naturally. Mm-hmm.
So
I think it's just what we've seen a lot from Apatawka. Like, this is a cab that's not going to knock you out. It's a cab that you are going to appreciate the nuances of. And that's something, I think some people drink cab because they want that huge, huge bomb of, you know, a flavor and super intense. Mm-hmm. And so I don't know that they would like this. I love it because it's not that. It's a departure from that traditional cab. The oaking that Scott's speaking to is just really, like, expertly done. It really, really is. It just adds to the wine, doesn't detract from it all. It's not even something that, like, would be the top five qualities in this glass. It's just very, very nicely done.
Just, yeah. So, one, I wonder what our listener Douglas thinks of this. I can't imagine that he hasn't had it. And you know who would love this? My cousin.
Oh.
Yeah?
Chris would love this. Humesy, you got to try this, buddy.
I like it. And quite frankly, if you didn't have two or three bottles of this always on hand, something wrong with you. If you're a wine fan, if you're a wine drinker, if you're a wine aficionado and you drink Cabernet and you don't have 3 or 4 bottles of this or 5 or 6 bottles, if you don't have 10 to 15 bottles of this.
If you don't have an entire wall of this.
3 cases of this at any given time, then you're a fucking communist. I don't know what else to
say.
We
are too, though. We can't buy it. We can't find it.
That's bad.
It is bad.
It is bad news.
But then again, we know. You'll probably give it a 79. Perestroika.
Me?
Perestroika. What's that?
So Apatagua is hard. I was thinking about that. It is very hard for me to score because it's like almost a child to me. You know how you like a firstborn, you can't find faults in them.
I can score our children. Oh, I'm sorry. I shouldn't say that. No. I can.
It's probably shouldn't very, talk about the children good. Tonight.
What was that?
Spring roll boy.
Yeah.
Hey, man. I'll do it again. I like doing it.
I know. He has no shame in it. That's what's the worst.
No. No. I'll let you know when something important happens. How's that sound?
Sounds just like Dum Dum.
Oh, God. And folks, I'm standing up because my back hurts too bad to be sitting down. So,
what'd you do? So how did you injure yourself?
I moved a certain way and tweaked something.
Because it's been a minute since you've had back issues at all that I recall.
This is the same injury I had back when Ohio State beat won the national championship. 2014 year. Was the last time this happened to me. Mm-hmm. And I was in worse shape then. Mm-hmm. And I couldn't hardly even walk, let alone sit down.
I was pregnant with William, barely pregnant, and I had to haul that chair around for him, that gray chair for him to sit in. It was the only thing he could sit in.
Mm-hmm.
He is a bit of a baby when he's under the weather.
No, it's just like
I thought I was a baby when I was sick. Yeah, oh, like, truly my God, folks.
I'm fine. I'm not complaining. I'm standing up.
So
feels
let
better.
Me tell you another Rob story. Monday morning.
Monday.
4 a.m. I wake
4
up.
4 a.m.
Rob is puking his guts out.
Yes, he told me.
Do you know what I think he did?
Oh, I did not eat too much. I didn't eat sugar. She thinks I had a little ice cream and that got me sick.
He had too much sugar, Scott. Jesus puked Christ. His guts out and had to lay in bed all day.
Yeah, that's what happened.
All day?
I made him get out of bed at 1 o'clock. And he came down here and laid until like 3 o'clock or 4 o'clock and then went sitting out on the deck. He didn't
It's
puke
been a while since you've taken the day off work to be sick.
Yeah, I didn't want to get anybody else sick.
Yeah.
Because I had a
fever. How were we to know? I mean, we were all on edge for several days, but then I saw all the sugar he had eaten.
Oh, for God's sake. You're
what? So, pray tell.
I don't want to food shame him.
That's okay. You can.
But he ate a pint of Jenny's ice cream.
I did not.
How much Jenny's ice cream did you eat?
Maybe like three spoonfuls.
So,
like that Jenny's damn ice cream
Scott,
is rich.
This much.
That damn William sneaking down in the fridge in the middle of the night again.
No, that was all that was left in the carton.
Mm-hmm.
It's probably the Listeria from Jenny's ice cream.
Oh, it sure. Then he had also made, for my birthday breakfast that morning, he had made me French toast with a blackberry whipped cream.
Very nice.
Super good. Well, there was probably, I'm using my hands right now, but it was, much is that?
Becky,
3 inches?
I didn't eat that.
Yes, you did.
No, Rob. I did not.
So we had
one
like
of those
a,
little kids ate it. Henry or William probably did. Lord.
Probably the equivalent of like 2 Jell-O like snack things that kids take in their lunch.
Okay.
That much blackberry whipped cream. So we had a pint of ice cream plus all that whipped cream. Plus, I don't know what else. When I realized how much sugar he had had, I was like, Rob, your belly hurts because you had sugar, you never eat sugar, and you went all out last night for whatever reason.
No.
Plus, we had 2 really bad wines. Well, you had 2 really bad wines.
It was Snoop Dogg.
Yeah, Snoop Dogg's part of the equation there.
Yeah.
We had Cali Red Blend.
Yeah, we had a teaspoon of 2 of those wines. We didn't drink much.
So, like I said, I think that it was the amount of sugar you have because no one else in the family got sick.
Well, no, the
I
boys
felt perfectly well the next day.
The boys did.
Unexpectedly.
William crapped himself Saturday night. It happened, so folks. You never heard any of that because I probably just deleted it. Nevertheless, folks, we're going to take a break and be right back here on the Wine Vault.
Hey everybody, it's Rob the Wine Guy. Do you love the Wine Vault? Do you want the world to know about the Wine Vault? Well, do you know the best way to do that? By giving us a review wherever you get your podcasts. Whether that be on iTunes or Stitcher or TuneIn or Spreaker or Podbean or some other app I've never heard of but probably gave your phone a virus when you downloaded it. So take that time. Give us that review. Give us your thoughts and feedback. That way, everyone will know to listen to, enjoy, and join us on the Wine Vault. And we'll be right back.
And we're back, folks. So in tonight's potpourri, we're just going to go around the room because we recently experienced the worst that Hollywood could provide. Or not Hollywood, whatever it was. And Snoop Dogg. We're going to talk a little bit about celebrity wines.
So I have a question. So are you saying that you were inspired?
Up all night with the stomach issues.
Yeah, yeah. I made a joke of that on that.
You did?
Yeah. Then it happens. Lucky me. Yeah. At least I didn't have much to barf up because I didn't really, drink any of it.
You know, we haven't done a lot of celebrity wines that are out there.
No, we haven't. Because
Danica Patrick has a vineyard.
Yeah.
Charles Barkley has a wine line. Or he did. I don't know if he still does. And I think that's a charity wine, I believe. Charles Barkley's is a charity wine. Let's look at that real quick.
Did you know Emilio Estevez has a wine?
Or had a wine. Isn't he dead?
Well, Emilio Estevez isn't dead.
It should be.
No, the...
I'm sorry. Did I say that out loud?
Which one is dead? One of them died.
Who?
The dad.
They're dead.
What's his name?
Martin Sheen.
No. Yes.
Yeah,
Sheen.
Yeah. Charlie Sheen and Emilio Estevez.
Oh,
are
yeah.
Brothers.
No, yes.
No, yes. What is this?
Martin
a porn video?
No.
Martin Sheen's not dead.
No, he's not dead. You're thinking of Kirk Douglas, you dipshit.
What? Wait, is your wife who thought of it?
Someone in their family died.
I'm going to mock you and I'm stupid.
Kirk Douglas? I don't think that's right either. That's not who I'm thinking of.
Yeah, but that's
not who I'm thinking of.
I don't know who you're thinking of. Martin Sheen is the father of Charlie Sheen and Emilio Estevez.
Ramon.
What's the other one?
Whatever.
He's alive. You know where he's born? Dayton, Ohio.
Yeah.
How about that?
What's the
guy
that...
I wonder if he went to Wright State.
Do you think it's Kirk Douglas I'm thinking of?
Yeah, he passed.
Mm-hmm.
Is he the one that was married to...
Yes.
He was married.
Oh, you're right. That is who I'm thinking of. I'm so disappointed in myself.
It's okay.
And then who's Michael Douglas married to?
Catherine Zeta-Jones.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, that is who I'm thinking of.
Yes. You know...
Is Michael Douglas... Who had to get their, jaw and throat removed because they had an STD?
Kirk Douglas.
Well, it was an STD.
Yes, it was. It was caused by HPV.
Well, that's what they said, but there's a lot of causes of HPV. It's not
I don't think it was.
It is an STD.
It can be, but it's also a disease. It can be an STD, but not all transmission of HPV is by sexual transmission.
That's right, Scott.
How else is it transmitted?
Becky, Scott's trying to explain this so he doesn't look bad.
So I don't look bad?
Yeah, that's right. So I just want to go through here, and there's two things I want to ask. Partly because there's two very good questions. First of all, do you know the winery of these people? But more importantly, who the fuck are they? Because I don't know who some of these bitches are.
As far as being famous?
Yes. I pulled it off Wikipedia, folks, which
here's
is
a
reliable.
Question.
Yeah, go ahead.
How much money would you have to be paid in American dollars to drink Dan Aykroyd wines?
I've never seen that anywhere.
There are about 40 types of HPV that can be acquired through vaginal, oral, anal, and skin-to-skin contact.
Which one did you get, Scott?
All sexually transmitted.
It was the anal, right?
Okay. So you can get it through heavy petting.
Yeah.
See? There you
go. You're welcome.
Yeah, I wonder if Baby got that from Patrick Swayze in Dirty Dancing.
You're welcome. Okay.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Let's pick out the one that we think is the worst. Right now I'm thinking Dan Aykroyd. Oh,
no, I think actually he got some scores, didn't Dan Aykroyd's wine get some scores? I thought
from
he got some scores.
Niagara Peninsula in Canada? No, I don't think so. He got no scores. He has that shitty vodka.
Another one that I bet is
That's
really
what I'm thinking
bad
of. No,
is
that
Mike
vodka
Ditka.
Got... Oof.
Who? Mike Dick. Yeah, that's probably terrible. I know.
But it's probably just a... I know you hate it, but it's probably just one of those sourced wines. You know, he has those steakhouses. I'll bet that wine is made for his steakhouse.
That's true.
And...
Duh, Bears.
Ditka's Steakhouse is supposed to be really good. I've never eaten there myself.
Well, look at under the notes. See, they have the notes of the winery. It said in collaboration with the Medicina Wine Company. So, yes, that is just a wine line with his name on it.
Yeah, there you go.
I would be interested in having Dave Matthews wine. It's from Charlottesville, Virginia, because we unfortunately enjoyed the other wine that is from Virginia.
We've had it. The little Greek place, Easy Street, had Dave Matthews label wine. Mm-hmm. It's good.
How was it?
It was fine. Princess, it was one of her favorites at the time.
Hmm.
You know what? Gerard Depardieu, he has Chateau de Tignes in Loire, in France. Hmm. He also owns vineyards in Bordeaux, Languedoc, Algeria, Argentina, Morocco, Spain, Sicily, and the United States.
If I don't recall, I think his wines are fairly decent.
I thought you didn't know who Gerard Depardieu was.
I love Gerard Depardieu.
What about, you know who I am?
He's
really...
a really bad French actor.
That's true. I want to try the wines of Mike Hucknall.
Why?
I don't know. I have no... Who the fuck is Mike Hucknall?
Why don't I get a sheet? I didn't get a sheet.
Well, you have an iPad. You can look it up. Little John. He has a winery.
I think it's Lil.
Wee John. And it's Little John Winery in Paso Robles, but that's terrible.
Ramona Singer from the Real Housewives franchise, she has a winery in Italy.
Is she on here?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Madonna has a winery.
I bet that's horrific.
Yes. No. It's in Michigan, for Christ's sake. Dan Marino.
I'll have to, in one of the trips, make a stop to some of the Michigan wineries, but similar to Ohio, it's all sweet stuff, in theory.
A lot of football players have wineries. That's interesting. Vince Neil. Jim Nance has one. Dave Mustaine
has one
of Megadeth.
We talked about the Drew Bledsoe Winery, which is getting props. He's doing it the right way.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well.
Yeah. Fess Parker. Nobody knows who Fess Parker is.
Yes,
I know.
He's old.
Yes,
I think he's deceased, but
Fess Parker's wines are good. Quite good, actually. Yeah. Very, very good. Arnold Palmer, he's dead. Graham Norton has one in Vivo Wines in New Zealand. Nancy Pelosi, she has two vineyards, and they are apparently very good. Zinfandel Lane Vineyard and Skellinger Lane Vineyard in Napa.
But
so,
she sells her grapes.
Yes, she sells her grapes.
What about Andrea Bocelli?
Oh, yes. The opera singer.
Sting has Sister Moon Red. It's Tuscany.
Bo Skaggs. There you go.
Who's that?
Isn't he a singer? I have no idea who he is. Brian Schmidt. Everybody knows Brian Schmidt.
I don't know Brian Schmidt.
Nobody knows fucking Brian Schmidt.
One of the most surprising names on here to me was Yao Ming.
Yes.
Oh, no, he has. That's on wine.com. They get reviews.
It's Texas wine? Is that right?
No, it's from Napa.
But that's Napa.
Drew Barrymore.
Mm.
Pinot Grigio, California.
That doesn't surprise me about her at all because of, like, crazy family money, too.
Rob's favorite celebrity winemaker, Francis Coppola's.
Yes, Coppola.
Black Label Claret Diamond Collection.
His butt-chugging wine, yeah.
Butt-chugging?
Yes, butt-chugging.
Who's John Lasseter, and why is he a celebrity?
John Lasseter. That name is familiar.
He's got a 91 from The Enthusiast.
No, it doesn't.
Oh, he's the Toy Story director.
Mm. Oh, he's a director of an animated movie.
Brad and Angelina Jolie have a Côte de Provence.
I know. Yes.
A rosé. 91 of your points.
Well, he's always had that. I remember when they brought that out. I don't know if it's any good or not. But it's proper. Matter of fact, later we'll be drinking something from
Côte de Provence.
Yes.
Very nice. A little rosé. You need some rosé in your life, son.
It is a rosé, yes.
You need some in your life.
We're drinking rosé.
Drew Bledsoe's Double Back. 92 points from The Enthusiast.
Interesting.
Walla Walla.
Walla Walla. I heard of one. It's like the bear. It's Kyle MacLachlan. You see him? He was on Twin Peaks.
Yes.
I saw that. That just got reviews. It was like some sort of bear wine. Where the hell is
Pursued
that?
Pursued by Bear.
Pursued by Bear.
The 2012 got a 93 of the enthusiast points.
It's interesting. You know the one that I don't see on here?
It's not Bo Skaggs, it's Bo Skaggs.
Okay.
Lido miss the boat.
Who don't you see on
here? Andrew Firestone.
He's not famous.
For that one.
Number one. Okay. He's from the Bachelor franchise.
Okay.
Number two, he's like a relative of the Firestone Tire family.
I think we talked about his wine before. I do believe he's not on the list.
So. But he's not a celebrity.
Well,
he is a celebrity.
Well, he's not.
He was on The Bachelor.
He's not.
Though. Yeah, I gotta go with he's not a celebrity.
He's not a celebrity.
He's a celebrity. He's
not if you're a celebrity. On The Bachelor, that doesn't.
He was like number maybe four or five tops. Mm. Yeah. Super handsome.
I hear Steve Bodie is going to try to get on The Bachelor.
Mm-hmm.
I heard Steve Gibson. No. Oh. That's awful. I shouldn't have said that.
Senior Citizens Bachelor.
He just doesn't understand that you can't be married and be on The Bachelor.
Is that a crime? What's wrong with that?
Well, it's a little misunderstanding.
Hey, guys. Hi, girls. My name is Steve. You can call me Uncle Steve. Yes. Do you want to go out on a date?
Queen Elizabeth II. Uh-huh. As Windsor Vineyard English quality sparkling wine. Not to be confused with the Windsor Vineyard English non-quality sparkling wine.
Well, I'm assuming that the it is Windsor not very...
Windsor Vineyard English quality sparkling wine.
That's not that unusual. Often you have people of a higher cut have their own wines.
Fergie?
That's not what I meant. You've missed the point. She started that with her father, didn't she? Is she still famous?
Don't think that man in the picture is her father.
Oh.
It's Fergalicious.
Antonio Banderas has a winery.
That's surprising.
In Spain. That's cool.
Well, of course it's in Spain. He played Zorro in movies. Antonio Banderas.
I love Antonio Banderas.
Hello. My name is Antonio Banderas.
He doesn't talk like that.
I sound a little bit like Antonio Banderas.
No, she didn't. Gabrielle Union has a wine. You want to know who she creates it in conjunction with?
Naomi?
Jam Cellars. I'd be more proud of her if she'd come with that. Yeah.
Mm.
Ugh.
I saw on Instagram, like Carmelo Anthony and somebody else were trying Snoop Dogg's wine.
Mm.
But after their game, who was, I think it was Dwayne Wade and... No, LeBron James. They were celebrating with a bottle of wine.
Mm-hmm.
You know what they celebrated with?
Mm.
Camus, probably.
No.
Well, LeBron drinks red. Yes. He drinks a lot of French stuff, if I don't recall.
Fuck Camus. He was drinking Volcanic Hill. And if you're drinking Volcanic Hill...
I don't know Volcanic Hill.
Oh. Volcanic Hill's old school. It's about $300 a bottle, $250. I've had it. It is old school rustic red. I mean, that's a man's cab.
LeBron drinks some wine.
If you're Diamond drinking that, you're not Creek screwing around.
Vineyard.
Yeah, Volcanic. I had a 1989 Volcanic Hill.
Oh.
Strangely enough, when I worked at Anderson's, we've randomly found a case of it just sitting back there in our storeroom. Nobody.
Your inventory control left a lot to be desired.
Well, in fairness, nobody knew where it came from. Nobody knew how it was ordered or when it was mm-hmm. coming in. We assume it was a special order from somebody that never came and picked it up.
Mm.
And it just got left.
Mm-hmm.
And so we realized, well, this hadn't been on the market for 7 or 8 years. What do we sell it for? What can we sell it for? We didn't know because there weren't comp prices. It was written off 10 times over too. And I don't even know if it was ever in inventory. So we ended up, we asked a distributor or two and they said, well, you know, it's kind of hard to say. And so we ended up selling it for $38 a bottle.
No, you didn't.
Yeah. But we did put a few out for the people, and it was gone in 2 seconds. But yeah, we were selling it for that. Yeah, had a couple of bottles of it. It was old, mind you. I mean, this wine was old, but
and the truth is,
that was not a good vintage.
It probably wasn't stored properly, so you don't know whether it was worth shit anyway.
Mm-hmm. And that wasn't a good vintage for it anyway. But
yeah, I'm sure it was horrible.
But it's.
I'm impressed that you sold it at $38.
You're impressed that he stole it for $38?
We didn't steal that. I mean.
Well,
basically,
yeah.
Where do you think that came from? And it's some signage and that came from the Andersons.
Bad man.
All of those things came from the Andersons. you know, hey, the innocence doesn't exist anymore, so it doesn't make a difference. Mm-hmm. So, folks, we're going to take a break and be right back. Folks, so we're going to review the Apatagua Grand Reserve Invernal Cabernet Sauvignon, the 2018 vintage. We're going to go around the room. We're going to get some scores. We're going to start off with the Triple B. Although technically I never introduced her on the show, so maybe she's not here.
I know. I took a lot of notes on this wine. And I am struggling on my score.
Oh. I'm just whistling.
What makes you think I'm going to rush and judge this? Past behavior.
The Russian hat you have.
You know, I think we should be open-minded and allow people to express their thoughts on the wine so that we can have unadulterated, honest, and open scoring. That's the basis for the show. So quit trying to intimidate your wife.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
I could care less.
I'm just saying.
I am unintimidable.
Is that a word?
I think so.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure it is, too.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Like, yeah. Okay. Excuse me. So, some things I like about this wine. I love that it has like that heavy cab mouthfeel. It doesn't necessarily have the like knock you out cab flavor or like flavors, I guess, that you're seeing in some of our Californian cabs. I think that it is something that you have to appreciate more and think through. I don't know that it would immediately be a favorite. Like, I had one drink of that Pinot and I was like, oh, that is like knocking my socks off. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to say I don't think it's to that level of their Pinot. I do think this is very good. I love the subtlety that Apatagua has really made all of us look for. And I appreciate that so much. We have drank a lot that has just like stupid strong flavors. And this is a nice, nice departure from it.
Yeah.
The price is amazing. It drinks easily double its price.
Oh, yeah.
We didn't play that game, did we?
Mm-mm.
How much would you pay for this? I don't know what that number is.
I think you could pay $30 and not be upset at all.
Oh, no. I think that's absolutely accurate.
Yeah. I think it's very, very good. I'm just having a hard time scoring it because it is more of an unusual cab. It is cab-like. It's just more of an unusual cab, especially what I was expecting.
It's not unusual.
So I am going to give this an 88. I'm like struggling between an 88 and an 89. Oh my God, then give it an 89. I don't care. Give it an 89.
That was a big smile on her face.
It's an 89. I feel better about an 89.
I already wrote an 88.
I wrote an 89 and I circled it.
That's where I'm at, 89.
And I recommend it 90. All day long.
But you don't have the huevos to do?
Almost 90. I'm going to think this through, and I'm going to talk out loud. First of all,
it's better that you talk out loud.
It's interesting that
sit back and settle in,
intimidable
folks.
the first reference I got was a Twitter tweet by Juro. I'm not sure who Juro is. Jack White intimidating the unintimidable caterpillar.
Yeah, it's a word for sure.
Fine reference. That is the only hit I got on Untimable.
Did you spell it right?
I don't think you can spell it right. It doesn't exist.
Well, you know, you can't spell it wrong either.
It's a word. I'll find it.
I don't know. I didn't get a hit on it.
I'm glad that's what you were doing.
Didn't spell it right.
Ow. Unintimidable.
And folks, as you could tell, Becky is looking it up on her phone.
Yes. Gonna change my score to a 90.
Oh, and are you?
I was between an 89 and a 90, and I said that. 88 to 90 is what I'm gonna frame this. I have some internal conflict about this, though.
That's not what that is.
No, I do, because
that's you just, you know. No, it's the lumberjack song issue for you.
I love that song.
Yeah, that's what that is.
I love that song.
Yeah.
No. Because I didn't score the Pinot that high.
Good for you. And you were an asshole for not doing
that.
What'd you score the Pinot?
88. The original one. I know. For shame.
That was a dipshit review on you.
But that was at the time where
I have to hold myself back on the Pinot. Where I'm like on the Pinots, I'm like 500.
Well, and it's really good. And it's that wine has place of lore in our hearts and the show, really.
Mm.
I mean, there's Apeltagua and there's Hecula for entry level, cheaply priced stuff that's just freaking spectacularly good. So I'm sticking by that score, but it's not as good as the Pinot.
Yeah.
It doesn't have that.
Je ne sais quoi.
That's exactly the phrase I was going to say.
I almost said that out loud too. That's scary.
But you said unintimidable.
But it's the truth. It doesn't have that je ne sais quoi. It doesn't have that, here's another one that Becky might say, elevated mouthfeel.
We'll just point this out. Pinots typically have a little more je ne sais quoi.
They can.
Yes, than Cabernets.
I don't know what they always do.
Their Pinot has like the romanticism, all of, like in their description when they said that they tend their vineyards with affection. You can tell that in their Pinot. Mm. This is a delight, lovely. I wouldn't say that about this Pinot.
What I like about this is their description of this wine growing region is more of a workhorse grape that they grow. Mm. I love that about this wine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love that about this
wine. What is it, a blue collar wine?
It's a blue-collar wine.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
It's not a blue-collar wine.
It's a workhorse of a wine. That means blue-collar.
It's not a workhorse of a wine.
It's not. It is.
No.
It is.
No.
It is.
No, it's not.
Well, it's a workhorse. It's a blue-collar growing region.
I don't think there is such a blue thing as that. No. No.
It just means the bulk of their wines from there. It doesn't mean it's blue-collar.
Well, workhorse means it's not necessarily elite. It's not necessarily, you don't think of elite when you think of workhorse. You think of
quantity, a bulk quantity.
Right, which typically you're going to say is not going to be of high quality. It's grown large scale. And we don't think of high quality when we think large scale producing.
Well, in fairness, it's
to be fair.
It's consistent.
To be fair. To be fair.
The Chirico Valley is considered a consistent producer in Central Valley. It's not necessarily a high yield area, just to point that out. It's consistency. No one said it was a high yield area. You just made that up in your mind.
I wasn't saying high yield. I was saying workhorse. Blue collar.
It's not a workhorse.
Okay, let's hear your score.
That was what they said, workhorse.
No, they didn't. Anyway.
Oh, Lord.
They didn't 90. Say it. I think it was on Wikipedia. You got a 90? Okay.
So if I give this a 91, folks, or if I just decide it's in the Hall of Fame.
I think it belongs in the Hall of Fame.
But what if I give it it's 86? no, I did.
Then I would try to whistle Perestroika back to you.
I would. I actually am providing this wine 94 of my points. No, I'm not. Actually, I'm providing it 90 of my points because it's a 90. I think I've reviewed every Apatagua and given all of them a 90.
Something that I am like laughing about in my mind. how on earth are we going to pick any other wine but Opa-Tawgwa as our winery of the year?
It is kind of stacked in that. And Scott accused me of stacking the deck. I don't know what you would want other
than
that.
The only black mark we have is that we can't buy it.
Who was
a pretty big?
We
can't go buy cases.
That's a pretty big strike.
What was the winery of the year last year?
McManus?
No, I don't think so. Was it Rodney Strong?
Maybe.
I don't know.
No, it wasn't Rodney Strong.
I have no idea. I guess we could go back and listen to that. I know Martin Ray Pinot won Wine of the Year. I know what I would give it to.
Are you sure it wasn't McManus?
Maybe it was.
I think it was
McManus is undervalued. But nevertheless, a 90. Why a 90? Because I love the depth of the wine. I like the fact that you know exactly right off when first sip it's Cabernet. Mm-hmm. I like the fact that it is a thinker wine as opposed to it's a drinker wine, but it's a thinker wine. It rewards analyzing it. Originally, I did not see a lot of aging potential, but I think that it probably can. It might actually do well for 2-3 years in the cellar.
Yeah.
Not much longer than that, but I think it would develop nicely over just a little bit more time, especially on the 18.
I think the fruit might differentiate
a little more. Yeah. Softened a little bit. It might be a little more like Aris de Pirque as it went along.
Okay.
Aris de Pirque is a wonderful competitor to these guys.
A little bigger than this?
Depends on not that red blend isn't. That's a little more fruit forward, but their grain reserve, their white label Cabernet.
Yep.
It's very comparable to this. Becky didn't like it very much because it was really tannic, though. That was a beast, set your house on fire.
Yeah, it's different than this.
Yeah. But this one is a wonderfully balanced wine. That's the key. It has excellent balance. It doesn't necessarily excel in any one given area where you say, oh my God, that fruit is so well done, or that finish is so long. It doesn't do any of those things. And am I going to remember it a week and a half from now? I'm going to remember because it's Opa-Tawgwa, but the flavor profile isn't that memorable. It isn't that memorable of a wine. That's why you're not seeing a 91 or above. But everything is there for a solid wine drinking experience.
And the fact that it's this dichotomy of the fact that there's not this one big thing that makes it memorable.
Yeah.
That's what's memorable about the wine, that it's so many subtle little things. Nothing stands out. No. It's so well put together.
It's just a well-balanced wine that has more of an earthy, herbaceous focus. And I appreciate that. It's not necessarily a case stack in wine that people are going to buy out the door. But doesn't mean it shouldn't be. And in reality, folks, this is what's one thing about what Opa-Tawgwa exposes is wines don't have to cost a lot to be really good and interesting.
Oh, so they don't expose their buttocks to their children in their kitchen while they're putting Bengay on their ass?
Icy hot, and that didn't flow at all. No, it exposes that part. The fact is,
which part?
You can
their
find
ass?
No, the wine part. You can find excellent wines for a reasonable price.
I'm going to say something that I want you to discuss amongst yourselves.
Okay. We knew that about
you. I think
it's not a
that
secret.
This wine shows more skill in winemaking than the Pinot.
No.
I think so.
Well, I know you think so. You thought a lot of things tonight.
Discuss it amongst yourselves.
Yeah, Scott's a dipshit. There we go.
I don't think it shows more skill.
No.
But I will say, I think that it shows. Shows more affection. It shows more love.
Well, there's that winemaking thing. So, another question then, along the same line.
Oh, but this.
Which
good.
Grape stock is better?
The Pinot.
Okay. So.
I think that.
I make the point. You could argue. I'm not saying I'm arguing that. I'm just saying you could argue.
Who could argue?
You think they're doing more with less with this one?
Which might show more winemaking skill.
Okay.
I doubt that they would consider they're doing more with less, considering this is their Grand Reserva level.
I'm just saying.
We should do the other levels whenever we can buy them. Because
I think you're just saying we should buy every single fucking bottle of Apatagua and just drink it all the time.
So I'm very much
call ourselves the Apatagua wine vault.
In that sense, I'm very much
which
like
I'm not against that at all.
I'm very much like the winemakers of Apatagua because I try to make more out of less. So
I don't know who you're referring to.
Scott. There you go. So
of course you are.
Jesus.
How was that spring roll, by the way?
It was delicious.
Did you use dipping sauce?
Yeah.
Two spring rolls.
Yeah.
Two spring rolls.
Don't you like spicy mustard with your orders?
I like hot mustard.
Yeah, you do. Maybe you should have told them that. So, folks, $2.90s. And how do you say 89 in Russian? Anyway.
88.
Apatagua, congratulations.
It's $2.90s and an 88.
I
gave
it
an
89
and
circled it.
Yeah, but you said 88 first. Yeah, that was harassment. Mm. Yes, that and... Yeah.
The lack of spicy mustard sauce.
That's true.
Failure.
It still goes in the Hall of Fame because we drop off the lowest score just like they do in the Olympics. Ha ha. So.
No, we don't. You're just putting it in anyway.
I am, but lower level. It's on the bricks. It's not on the corkboard. It's on the bricks. But nevertheless.
But again, it's weird that.
Yeah.
The Pinot's only in the budget Hall of Fame, and this is in the Wall of Fame.
I gave the Pinot a 90.
That is interesting.
But the other Pinot is in the regular Hall of Fame. We just haven't put up the sticker yet.
So. Okay, that's nice.
Yeah, there you go. So, got that for you. So, folks, $2.90, 89. Hall of Fame wine for Apatagua, their Grand Reserva. Bravo, tip of the cap.
If you can buy anything by the Apatagua label.
Buy it.
Let us buy it.
Oh, that's true.
Yes. It's horrible.
It all tastes like Snoop Dogg's wine.
This was just a joke. We don't like this wine. Don't buy it.
No, don't buy
Leave
it
for us to buy.
Don't ever buy Apatagua. No. Any of it.
No.
Don't set your phone alerts to buy it when it becomes available. Mm-mm. That would be a bad move.
No, donate blood instead. Yes. Rescue pets from bad owners.
What's wrong with rescuing pets?
No, I'm saying do that instead. Do something worthwhile. Volunteer.
Where? You can't volunteer anywhere. It's the COVID.
Oh, well. And you've got the HPV. So, for Rob, the wine guy, Scott, the licensed
taxi
driver.
It's an HP.
Yeah, whatever. And
I'm more of an Apple guy.
The triple B. We are going to bid you adieu.
Apple Doggo guy.
And see you next time here on the Wine Vault. Good night.